couple of things perplexing. Many things. This one I do not get, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
How are the Browns so good offensively at the beginning of a game and yet can't keep it going? If I have my count correctly, and I think I do, the Browns offense has scored 6 touchdowns this year. Half of them came on the first time they touched the ball. Half of them, 3 of their 6 touchdowns. The first time they've touched the ball in every game, they've scored.
Yeah, they're 4 for 4. That's crazy, isn't it?
They've scored 24 points the first time they've touched the ball. Offensively, they've scored 60 points all year. Offensively. Defensive touchdown yesterday. Congratulations, Rodney McLeod. He'll be here to talk about it tomorrow with the morning guys.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
24 of their 60 points offensively have come on the first time they've touched the ball. 2 things. Dang, are they good at scheming to start a game. And dang, are they bad at adjusting and figuring out the flow of the game. How do you not, if your offense is good enough to score the first time it touches the ball, often, and we saw that last year, we've seen that
right.
Since Kevin Stefanski's been the head coach. Kevin's great at it when you start the game. Here's what we're doing, man. We're going.
Mm-hmm.
How's it fall apart?
I keep thinking of the joke of why don't they make the plane out of the same material as the black box, right? Like, it works for you.
You
can survive if you're inside that. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. Why is it on the next play that they can't figure things out? They can't find the other side of the 50. What are they doing out of the gate that they can't do for the rest of the game? Jeff, I think they have, what, 6 first downs in the first half at home in their home games this year. There are things that just don't make any sense about this team. But the other thing is the other team isn't there to lose, and they're going to adjust, and they're going to put pressure on, and they're going to do what they did on the last play of the game like they did yesterday. They're going to make it extremely difficult for you to win the game. And I can't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. They come out, they look like, you know, they look like Super Bowl champs on the first drive.
They look like they really know what they're doing on offense.
He hit 7 different receivers on that first drive. 7.
He was 8 of 8 for 40 yards on the first drive.
7.
Deshaun Watson.
Different receivers.
And 8 of 8.
Yeah, but he hit 7 different receivers. He hit Blake for the twice, the nice catch, and then the touchdown. So 7 different receivers. It's just insane.
Against Dallas, they got a field goal after a good punt return for their first possession.
Yeah, well, that was.
Against Jacksonville. A 16-play, 80-plus yard drive for a touchdown. Against the Giants, after the fumbled kick, boom, touchdown, first play. Yesterday against Vegas, 15-play, 70-yard touchdown drive. That's 3 touchdowns on their first touch of the football. And only 3 for the offense in the rest of the first 4 games. I do not get it. And on one hand, it's a huge plus for the coaching staff, that they're able to capitalize so early and they've schemed so well that they come out and do that. And then what the heck happens? Because it falls apart. I do not get it. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Anthony in Kent gets us going today. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Welcome to a Browns Therapy Monday.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. A couple of things. You know, I played peewee football until I graduated high school. By no means am I a professional.
Wait, you played peewee in high school? You must have been the biggest kid out there.
Until I graduated high school. That's funny. Okay.
You got it. That's good.
Yeah, hope you rushed for about 4,000 yards against those fifth graders.
Talk about dominance. Man, so Anthony kid's good.
The first few games of the season, a lot of the offensive line, a lot of pre-snap penalties, right? Well, about 10 or 11 years old, you start to learn formations, you know, what you're not allowed to do. No false starts. So we can talk about Callahan leaving all we want. These guys are professionals making millions of dollars. Those mistakes probably cost us a game in the first 3 games fairly easily. Yesterday, Deshaun played average. He played decent enough to win. You know, the narrative today would have been different if Amari catches that ball or we don't have a holding penalty. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, yeah, Deshaun played good enough to win. That's been the thing with this team the last 3 years. All we need is a quarterback to do enough. Well, he did enough, and we didn't win. So what that tells me is this team is not good enough. We inflate the characters on these teams. We have a handful of good players. We think we have a lot of good players. Maybe we don't, because outside of Cleveland and its fan base, the rest of the country doesn't really think that we have a good enough team to win. So we sit here and talk Browns 7 days a week, and we're the only ones that believe that they're good enough to win with average quarterback play. Yesterday proved we can't, and chances are 90% of the country is right, and we're wrong. This isn't a good team.
Anthony, thank you. You didn't make the trade for Deshaun Watson and pay him all the money you're paying him for average quarterback play. So though he played well enough to win yesterday, if everybody else did their job, that's not what you're paying him for. You're paying the quarterback to win games for you. That's not happening. And I said it before the season started, Andy. I think this team lacks in skill position talent. Without Nick Chubb, I think your running game is okay. I think Deontay Foreman is a good running back. You don't give him the ball. I've mentioned this last week. It didn't change. The Browns are 26th in the NFL in rushing per game. And this is with four teams still to play tonight, doubleheader for Monday Night Football. They're 27th in rush attempts. And three teams behind them play tonight. Two of them will at least catch the Browns. So the Browns will be at the very best 29th in rush attempts. Yet they're 17th in rush average, 4.3 per carry. So you do it fairly well, at least average, and you don't bother. Again, they're third in pass attempts in the NFL. Third in pass attempts, but 30th in passing yards per game. So you don't pass the ball very well, but you keep passing like crazy.
He doesn't have time to throw the ball. He just doesn't.
So why are you calling pass play after pass play after pass play? Andy, you're third most pass attempts in the NFL this year.
Here's the other problem. Okay, so you're
37 per game is the average.
You're overpassing the ball, but your offensive line isn't getting any push for the run either.
Well, but you're okay at running the ball, 4.3 yards per carry. That's okay. And that's without trying to establish it. You gave your running backs 14 carries yesterday. The game before against the Giants, you gave them 12. These were games that were close. You can win those games with a running game. Look around the NFL at teams that are running the ball well. They're doing pretty well as a team right now.
Set your tight end up. Give yourself a 6 offensive lineman. Put tight ends on both ends and start to run the ball. Jeff, to me and you, that seems really easy out here, but we're not getting paid to do it. So clearly they're smarter. They understand what they're doing, and there's a reason why they don't want to run the ball. I still don't think that offensive line is able to give them the holes they need to be able to run the ball consistently to win a game.
They're going to have to pass
the ball. And then next thing you know, Deshaun is looking at the sky.
I'll flip that. They're doing a better job in run blocking than they are in pass blocking. Yet you're not running the ball. Every offensive lineman will tell you they would rather be the aggressor than the defender when it comes to blocking. You're the defender when you're trying to block a pass rush. You're the aggressor when you're trying to blow holes open for running backs. And they're okay at it.
I'll be honest. I don't think they have a good running game, and I don't think they have enough time to pass the ball. So we can sit here and say they should run the ball. I'd be happy if they ran the ball more. I might be more comfortable with Nick Chubb because he can do things beyond the offensive line if he can when he comes back. Who knows? He may not. Hopefully he gets activated on Wednesday. Then he's got 21 days to practice. Then they got to figure it out. I hope that Nick Chubb can come back. I don't know that he's going to be the savior, and I also don't know that Kevin Stefanski is going to let him run anyway. How many times do we sit there when he was active and he's best player on the field? He's off on third down. I'm already being prepared to be insane about that, to get frustrated about that, when you'll see that they need a yard or two and they'll leave Nick Chubb off on the side for third down if he can come back. I'm not saying he's the answer. I'll be, if he walks back out on the field, that's the most awesome thing on earth, because I never thought he'd play again when he got hurt. And more power to him. The city loves him. I love him. I can't wait till he gets back out there, but he is not going to be the answer. And Kevin's got to, if he's even going to be close to helping out the offense, Kevin's got to let him run the ball.
Henry's in Strongsville. Hi, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
As I watched that game, and I'm not trying to peel the scab back again, but I just kept thinking about that trade we made for Watson and the money, and I'm just sitting there going, what we gave up and what we were expecting was Patrick Mahomes. We need that trade. What we gave up was what we needed. And he is playing. Yesterday was his best game. Big deal. Okay. He did. He was running for his life. And all I kept sitting there was like, we didn't need Superman. What could we have had with those three first-round draft picks on that field, whether it was a D lineman, an additional O lineman, a playmaker? What could we have gotten with those draft picks that has now, I think, crippled our team?
Henry, thank you very much. When you made the trade, you were hoping you got Deshaun Watson, who played in Houston. The only aspect of that that I think the Browns have received, Andy, is the guy who holds on to the ball a long time and takes a lot of sacks. Now, it worked for him in Houston, but he got hit a lot and sacked a lot. But he also made some big plays. I think he also had some better playmakers there. But the only thing that's really carried over, and Deshaun yesterday, Dan described it, a couple of guys have described it. Dan said, fine, somebody else played well enough to win. Yes, you were hoping that you got an upgraded quarterback and got the guy who had played really well, made three Pro Bowls in 4 years for the Houston Texans. That hasn't been the case. I mean, that's real clear. 216-474-0092. More of your calls. We want to hear what you think, because at 1-3, it's a real disappointing start, and the offense in four games has scored 15, 16, 17, and 18 points, and that's counting a defensive touchdown in there as well.
Is it a good morning? It's a Browns Therapy Monday, baby! Get it off your chest. I know you're mad. I know you're upset. We're here to help you. It's what we do.
It's what we do. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, man.
Swell.
Good. Just wanted to call and state my case. First, please don't take any calls about Baker or Flacco today.
Hang on a second. I have a running list here. Every time their name comes up, I have to mark it down. So
Roman, I'm thinking about running them off the air if they bring the two of them up.
Just dump them. Just dump them immediately.
That would mean we'd have to dump Andy, because he brought it up like first thing out of his mouth today,
Roman. Yeah, I
think
we just start playing them off the air.
It's okay.
It's just the past, you know, and that goes with the trade. It's the past. We got to move on from it, and we're spinning our wheels if we do. And speaking of spinning our wheels, there's no culture. There's no identity. It's kind of embarrassing. And I think, you know, the offense has some sort of an excuse with it being a new system. Dorsey coming in, yada, yada. But that happening along with the defense completely almost losing their identity, it's embarrassing. It's unfortunate. The offense has six touchdowns in four games. How does that make any sort of sense with, you know, what we're paying for? Last thing that I got to say is, and I got to ask you guys this, if Chubb says, sure, I can go in 2 weeks or whatever it is, and we've split it maybe 1-1, or we go 0-2 the next 2 weeks, do you let him play, or do you wait till he's completely 100% down the road in the season to really wheel him out there? Because I don't trust him.
I would hope that he's 100% before they even let him walk on the field. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I agree. I'm not playing him unless they think he's as close to 100 as he will ever get.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, Chubb's off the list. He can start playing, practicing. We're not going to see him for another month and a half. And, guys, by the way.
And, Roman,
there's IR rules here, but yeah.
So the practice period opens, you got 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, right. I got you.
But at that point, you don't have to activate him. He can be out for the year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, at this point, especially past our easy part of the schedule, we don't have an easy game after next week. And easy is, you know, a bold statement because it's the NFL, but the beginning part of our season was considered our easy part. So it's going to be tough, guys. We're not in for a good season, I don't think.
All right, Roman. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roman.
Thanks.
Roman in Canton, the Hall of Fame city.
He feels better.
I'm good. That's great. Phil's in Medina County. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. I'd like to Well, it's just a little bit. I was at that 64 Browns championship game, selling programs. So I've been.
My dad bought one from you, Phil. My dad bought one from you. I know he did because I've seen the program.
Anyway, yeah. I have two facts. I have two opinions. I'm sorry. The Browns are overrated and undersized. And I would like to know, look, Jeff, the older guy, he stated that case pretty clearly, although he doesn't think they're overrated, undersized. They are. We got the defense is Miles, one move Miles Garrett, and his core of small people. Okay, and you watch a game. Everybody's got maybe one guy that looks a little bit undersized. Usually a scat back, running back, punt returning man. You look at the you pass the eye test. You got one move Miles who bull rushes and then it jumps offside and gets other foolish, ridiculous penalties.
Phil, you're not really ragging on Miles Garrett being a problem,
no,
are you?
No. I'm talking about that was a total complete loss. And you think Deshaun Watson is salvable? He threw for 167, or whatever he threw for yesterday. And like you said, 15, 16, and 17. And just like you said about Stefanski, what good is he? He's nothing. He's overrated, okay? And as far as running backs go, if you've got a decent offensive line, you will be able to put in anybody. Look at what
Phil, DeJuan Jones is one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life. You're saying he's undersized?
Who?
DeJuan Jones.
No. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the seven guys that are. The linebackers.
Oh, you're talking about defense. Okay. You were talking about offensive for a while. Okay, keep going.
Okay. And I'm talking about not the defensive line. I'm talking about the linebacking core and the secondary core, including the 39-inch vertical leaper from Ohio State, who we wasted a fourth-round pick on. He can do
I'm done. I can't listen to this. Denzel's not a wasted pick.
He was a first-round pick, too. Denzel's one of the top corners in the league. That's not me saying it. Ask folks in the league. That's what they say. Look, the defense is not playing the way everybody thought it would this year. Agreed?
Agreed. Whatever's going on, it's not as good as it was. On a snap count, and still, I mean, one move Miles? Come on, man.
Todd's in Ward
1. He was a defensive player of the year in the NFL last year. One move Miles.
Hello, Todd.
Hello, Jeff. Hello,
hey,
Andy.
Todd. How are you?
Hello, Dan. I'm in a perpetual state of struggle. That's not what I called about.
So are we.
You can relate. We can all relate. So I'm looking at the Raiders' schedule, and even though they play Denver next, I don't even think Denver or any of the next three teams after Denver will the Raiders run 100 yards on. So the Browns did not play well. You asked the question.
They were the worst run offense in the NFL, 51 yards a game coming in, and they had over 150 yesterday, Todd.
152.
That's over 150.
Over 150, yes, yeah, that's true, but let's just acknowledge it. And I don't think they're going to get 100 yards on any one of the next four teams. So the Browns really just didn't play well. I'm not in a panic state. If they are still under six losses by game 10, I'm feeling okay about them. No better than okay. But this is not on Deshaun Watson at all. Not yesterday. Not yesterday. It was not on Deshaun Watson. This is the overall problem with the team, and the defense particularly is a big problem because, like we just said, the Raiders – ran over the defense for sure. For sure. I have no further comment. I'm down with the Browns and the Dog Pound, so I have one more. All right, later.
Peace.
Hi, Todd. That was a big wrap up by Todd there, wasn't it?
It was good. It was well done, well executed.
Can I just throw this one at you?
Mm-hmm.
The defense was not good, okay, against the run. Still, in the last three games, opponents have scored 13, 21, and 20 points.
I'm sorry.
That's not an outrageous number of points to give up.
I say under 21, you should win every game.
Well, I think the and you're right around there, 21-20 in the last two
games. If you can hold a team under 21, you should win.
I think the offense is clearly the big problem on this team. The defense is not as good as it was, at least through four games. But I think the defense has been solid enough to give you chances to win football games. It's not happening because of the offense. David's in Cleveland. David, and if you need a defense that's going to hold a team to 10 points, then you've got bigger problems with your offense.
Yeah, how you
hi, David.
Hi, David. How are you?
Okay, I just want to say this here. You know, we just don't do everything we need to do. But one thing, you know, you had Derrick Henry out there. You had Barkley out there. You knew Chubb went down. You didn't try to get a running back. Four is not the answer. I mean, the offensive line, you knew that was falling apart. You know what I mean? And there's only so much that Watson was going to be able to do. I don't care what quarterback you put back there. You know, he was going to be limited to what he could do. We just don't do enough to do what we need to do. We do enough to sell tickets. That's about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tickets, you want to keep track of that one too? Sell tickets.
Sell tickets? You want to do that one?
Tickets. So here's my running tallies for today on a Browns Therapy Monday, just so I can stay focused. Selling tickets is 1, Flacco 1, Baker 1. I attended the 64 game 1.
For whatever it's worth, does this do anything for you? Nick got hurt early last season. Jerome Ford was 23rd in the NFL in rushing last year. Do I think Jerome is Nick Chubb? No. But he did have 813 yards rushing last year. And I think he's more than competent. And I think Deontay Foreman is a good running back. Deontay received 2 carries yesterday. I believe it was 2 carries the game before. And you're not using him. You brought him in here to use him. You're not using him. You're not using Jerome very much. Last 2 games, you've given your running backs 12 and 14 carries. So before we say we don't have a running game, how about if we try to run the ball? And again, you're middle of the pack in the NFL in yards per carry. That's going okay. Passing, you're in the sewer, but you keep throwing the ball. Anybody else think, hello? Maybe that's backwards? Maybe you should run the ball more than you pass it because you run it better than you pass it?